As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show. Jason Mackey in for the guys, along with Austin Bechtold behind the glass. Fan Twitter, it's brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. This hour, before the Bechtold breakdown, which comes your way at 12:30, I wanted to get into a little bit of fun stuff, a little bit more fun stuff. WrestleMania this weekend. I can't say I'm the biggest wrestling fan I used to be. I guess I wish I was a little bit more of a wrestling fan. I enjoyed it. I just don't have enough time in my day. But if you do, we were going to kick around the idea of heels and baby faces in Pittsburgh sports. The genesis of this is something I was asked in a Post-Gazette mailbag, and I think a few of them are fairly obvious. I'm hoping by bringing it up in this way, maybe the text line, maybe Austin, maybe a phone call, 412-928-9370, can help shed light on somebody else. I will start with sort of how I answered this. I think Bob Nutting is unfortunately, or fortunately, or whatever you want to say, probably the easiest heel. If we look at, you know, people that make people upset, I understand that. And that's sort of the basis I use for this. You're a heel if people get mad about your actions. I think Mike Tomlin would probably fall into that category. Art Rooney II. Penguins-wise, I'm not sure if anybody thinks that way about Mike Sullivan or Kyle Dubas. Maybe you do. Maybe you get frustrated at some of the moves Dubas has made so far. I think Ron Hextall was in that territory at some point. Players-wise, I don't know about Steelers players who feel like heels. I think George Pickens sometimes has some heel to him, but then whenever he's doing George Pickens things, he's more of a babyface. I don't know if there's a, you know, if that's a straight or a linear comparison. Penguins-wise, probably Carlson, Jari, Graves, I'd say in the heels category. Some of the babyfaces that I cited, Paul Skeens is going to be up there. Andrew McCutcheon is going to be up there. And Pirates-wise, some of the heels have to put the current regime in there as well. There are unfortunately a lot of Pirates names in the heel category at the moment until things change, or if they change, Travis Williams, Ben Cherington, and Derek Shelton. Again, using it, not saying they're bad people because they're not, but I'm talking about their actions. Do they negatively affect people, or do they make people frustrated? And I would certainly put them in the heels category. I guess Steelers-wise, Cam Hayward, TJ Watt go in there for me. Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, Chris Letang can also go in the babyface category. Most of what they do, I think it generally makes people happy. They're going to get the benefit of the doubt. Baseball-wise, I'd give it to Brian Reynolds. O'Neill Cruz is an interesting one for me. He's almost like George Pickens comparison. You know, when he does something good, it's really good and people get excited. You also have people who defend him to the end of the earth. You also have people who seem to be, you know, just like offended by O'Neill Cruz's presence. I'm in the middle on Cruz. I appreciate all that he does well. I acknowledge improvements that he needs to make. I think he has some flaws. I think he has some flaws that frustrate people and need to be cleaned up for the Pirates to be better. But I can't really get mad and call him a heel. I don't know. Limits, who am I missing?
Some texters pointed out some previous names like Marian Hossa.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Devin Bush is a heel.
Peel, yep.
Those are some that immediately came to mind to the text line. For me, I think you touched on a lot of the more favorable people that are here in Pittsburgh sports. Troy Polamalu is an all-time.
Oh, he's an all-time face. Jack Lambert's an all-time face.
Yeah, I know we're talking about a lot more current ones. Offensively for the Steelers, Pat Freiermuth could be.
I missed that.
I think Pat's he's really embraced the Yinzer culture. I think he's here mostly year-round. And I saw him at the McAfee show when I was in line. He was just getting out of his car with a bunch of his buddies and was going to the show. Kind of surprised that he wasn't
on stage
for that show. But Pat's definitely one that comes to mind. Not that many other Pirates. I mean, David Bednar a couple years ago definitely was, but everything that's transpired since has probably taken him off of that list.
Yep.
Penguins-wise, I think you hit on it with the main three. Brian Rust could also slide there.
Yeah, he could. You're right. Penguins-wise, I don't know why this is. Other than Hossa, it's hard to find a heel. Right? Fleury would be a face. I don't think there's much he could do that would make people mad.
No.
Jim Rutherford's kind of back and forth. I think there's a lot of people that think Jim was really great, and I'd probably be on this side of the equation. I think there's some other people that feel like he left town, left them in a bad spot.
Well, I think both is true. He did here, bringing two cups, I think you should be eternally grateful for. But the way that it ended was definitely not good. And that might be the same conversation that we end up having with Mike Sullivan. Really good coach. One, Stanley Cup winner, but ultimately it's fallen flat. And ideally you remember him for winning cups and not for how it transpired in the last 6 years, not being able to have any playoff success.
Where does Ben Roethlisberger fit on that list?
Oh, he's definitely in the favorable category.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, two Super Bowls, still here, has adopted the culture, and his podcast, I think, is given Ben a lot more. There's definitely people that are huge Ben fans, and there are people that are anti-Ben. I think the podcast has helped him, though, in that regard, to kind of explain some things, have a lot of other Steeler guests on. Somebody mentions Rowdy Tellez in the text line as a heel turn.
Heel turn?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know about it.
Here's a good one. Jágr.
Again, which one?
Jágr as a heel.
No.
And then turning back into a baby face. Maybe beginning that, then turning into a heel, and then turning back.
Yeah. Jágr's had kind of a pro wrestling career here. I would agree with that. But right now, Jágr is very squarely a face.
Two other texters mentioned Tom Barrasso as a heel.
Yeah. If you talk to older writers, Starkey would be one of these, or Dave Molinari, guys that covered the team around then. Tom Barrasso was... Boy, he sounds like a trip to have covered.
Yeah.
I only dealt with Tom once. this is funny. I was doing a story on Marc-Andre Fleury. I think he's passing one of Barrasso's records or whatever, and I knew that Rutherford knew him. And so I texted Jim trying to get Barrasso, to talk about Fleury. And I forget how this came up, but I was like, yeah, I'm kind of surprised you did this. And he goes, yeah, it was all Jim. He's the only reason I'm talking to you. Or something like that. Like, it was this sideways kind of I hate the media comment. But Barrasso was great. He was fantastic. He's a very good quote, very good goaltender. Played on not a great goaltending situation, but has a reputation for. I see why people say the heel thing. He could not be warm and fuzzy. That's for sure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.